every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMADAPA. I don't know if those are all. There was a new one. What did I see? There was a new one. HA.
There already is an HA.
No, no, no. There's another one.
What does the H stand for?
Hustlers Anonymous. Like people that are that are addicted to like the rush of hustling people.
Hustling, okay, explain what hustling means.
Like hustling people for money, you know,
like con men?
Yeah. I saw it on selfwillhappens.com. Well, anyway, we don't speak for any of them. They're guys. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101. Rule 62.
What?
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And nobody.
We're all alone. You can hear the crickets in the studio.
It's the He Said, She Said show, featuring Bruce and Shelley. He Said, She Said.
He Said, She Said by the seashore?
Yeah. Seashells. She sells seashells by the seashore. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Because if Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, then where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
I've never understood that one, because you can't pick pickled peppers.
You could if you picked them out of a barrel.
You have to pick peppers first, then pickle them.
Can't you pick them out of a pickle barrel?
It doesn't specify that in the tongue twister.
It doesn't specify they're growing them either. So there. So Shelley.
What?
How was your day?
Well, it was fairly awesome, and then a little bit exciting in a bad way, and then it was okay because.
So how was it exciting to start with?
Well, we had awesome church this morning. Excellent sermon, brought me to tears. Pastor trying to help the congregation make sense of bad things going on.
Oh yeah.
And it was really good, uplifting. And then we had our choir performance.
That almost brought me to tears.
What, the Christmas show?
Yes.
Why? Because you couldn't stand until it was done. You were like, "Oh geez, please get this over with."
No, to be honest with you. Well, at first I was getting a little emotionally involved with the 40s war story.
Yeah.
And then the girl playing the mother started to sing.
And then he was like, "Holy crap."
This is an imported singer.
Yeah.
From the local university.
Yes.
Who couldn't carry a note in a suitcase.
And she had no sense of, she could not hear the tempo of the music. I don't know if you noticed it, but the orchestra had, like, I think that the choir director gave the orchestra like secret instructions to try to keep tempo with her, because she could not sing properly. And she is a singing music major.
No.
Yes.
She thinks she's, I would love to see her grades. Because I watched the rehearsal the other day and I thought, this girl, to be honest with you, I thought she was one of the local girls from the congregation that just didn't really sing that well.
No.
The little tiny girl.
Yes.
Who played the kid of the mother in the story. She starts singing Silent Night right on the money.
Right.
Then mom starts singing again. I was like, God, it was like someone killing a cat.
I know. It was horrible. And
I started, I was crying at that time because I have my hand, I'm doing face plant, and I am like, and Mom goes, "It's okay." And I look up at her, and my tears are going down my face because I'm about to bust out laughing.
I know. It was awful.
And my daughter is about to bust out laughing.
I'm sitting up there on the stage, on the risers, and I just have to keep, like, taking deep breaths and sighing to keep from grinning hysterically and start giggling because I can't believe the choir director thought it was it's supposed to be our Christmas show, and he brought one solo.
There was like nine people.
Yeah, imported from the university.
And
the Christian school.
Only one person from the congregation in the play portion at all.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I hope you turned in your comment card.
Brought to you by Azusa Pacific University. Then, later, little excitement, I'm sitting in the garage. Bob.
Are we
secretly known as Kate.
Bob, but secretly Kate, yes.
Yes, it's a girl dog named Bob. I see her running around the garage. And I'm like, oh, Shelly must have let the other dog in
Weber,
and not notice that Bob didn't run in. So I call in the yard, Weber, are you out here? He doesn't come. And I let the other dog in the house because I figure Weber's inside. Shelly, you want to tell the other part of the story?
A while later, our son calls on his cell phone and says, where's Weber? Because I think I see him or whatever.
On the street. Like 3 blocks away.
Yeah, totally. And Weber's kind of a skittish dog.
Main street.
Yeah, lots of cars. Weber would have freaked out. Apparently, well, I guess he was tired enough by that point that he sat there quietly with Connor while we drove up there
to find him.
Thank
God that Connor has absolutely no sense of direction.
Because he was in the totally wrong place where he was supposed to be.
What Connor needs to do when he leaves our house to go to In-N-Out, he needs to walk out, go down to the main street, and make a right.
And that's it.
But he doesn't. He makes the left, which somehow, it's a God shot, ends him up right where the dog is.
I know, I would have been devastated to lose my big guy.
Go figure.
I mean the dog, not Connor.
Oh, yeah, you're not worried about it. We've got Peanut Gallery here.
Yay,
Jimmy,
we got Peanut Gallery showed up. Woohoo!
And you know what that means.
Oh,
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Shelly's pretty good at that.
Because you have to, it's a choir thing, because we're trained to cut off our consonants really sharply, and that's what you have to do to have a good doot. You can't go doot 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 doot. You have to doot doot doot. You can't go doot doot doot.
You can go doop doop doop.
Okay. We have shout outs to Fran, Bill, Brian, and Zina.
Zina,
yes.
That's almost like Zina Princess Warrior.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's Zina.
Yeah, that's Zina. Spelled totally differently. Okay. Totally. In Salt Lake City. Todd K. Dennis. Drug story.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say there's three names. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's always three names when it's a dope story.
Yeah, when it's a dope story. He was arrested in Salt Lake City on Saturday. He was completely naked except for a pair of running shoes.
Clearly a drug story.
He told the police that he was walking around naked because he did it on a bet.
He may have.
Well, he might have, but he has an extensive criminal history, most of it drug-related.
Awesome.
He was arrested for 15 counts of lewdness.
Ooh.
Three of them involving a child.
Oh, not good.
In this incident, when he's running around naked. So apparently he's running around naked flashing his Schwanstucker at kids.
Well, yeah. If you're already naked, I don't think you have to flash anything. I think it's already out there to be seen.
Okay, he was waggling it then.
Waggling
his Schwanstucker.
Waggling
his Schwanstucker.
Wow. Clink, you blundering idiot.
Also in Salt Lake City, we've got two in a row from Salt Lake City. That's
hell?
Brian. He sends a lot of stuff from Salt Lake City.
Yes, he does.
Man driving the wrong way on the freeway.
Alcohol
he was
involved?
Not alcohol. His name's Kurt Lee Green. Only two names this time. Interestingly enough.
Sure it's not Kurt Lee Green?
No, it's one word. Kurt Lee.
Kurt Lee?
Kurt Lee.
The hell kind of name is Kurt Lee?
I don't know.
Dope fiend name.
Interestingly enough, he was headed the wrong way on the freeway, and a police officer saw him smoking meth from a glass pipe in the car as he was driving.
That's awesome.
Kids, so then, let that be a lesson to you. Don't smoke meth on the freeway and drive.
Oh, he was going the wrong way. So the cops...
Don't smoke meth on the freeway driving the wrong way, because that'll draw the attention of cops immediately.
Yeah. So the cop, you know, goes... You know how, like, on those rural freeways, you can go through the grass median in the center?
Right, right.
Cop, you know, flips a bitch, runs after the guy. He pulls off the freeway.
Can I stop you for one second? Where did the term flip a bitch come from?
I
hear people say that about doing a U-turn. What the heck? Flip a bitch?
I don't know.
That sounds like what you do to some chick on the side of the road or something. Flip her over. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, just, so anyway.
Anyway, so he gets off the freeway. The cop is chasing him. His backup is on the way. The guy led them on a rather long, you know, high-speed chase. And they finally got him. The whole time.
He's smoking.
And they can see him smoking meth, speeding down the road.
No, he was speeding, all right.
Yeah. Yikes. He did crash a couple of times, and some people had minor injuries.
Dope fiend pinball.
But, yeah, exactly. Now, this story is in Cottonwood Heights, and I have forgotten...
Illinois?
Where that is. It sounds like... Oh, no, never mind. Arkansas. No. Found it in the story.
Well, you know what? Cottonwood, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Arkansas?
So anyway, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, there's no name given for the man in the story for obvious reasons. He has gone to the police to report that he is being blackmailed after he visited a porn site. He went. Now, he's married. He's got kids. He's, you know, a churchgoer.
So
he has this reputation he wants to try to protect. He shouldn't be going to porn sites. What he did was he went to a porn site that had a Skype feature. So he was
they recorded
videoing with this chick. He's doing this video thing with this chick. They recorded him, then informed him that unless he used his credit card to sign up for all of these websites, that they were going to tell his family and, you know, put the video on YouTube or whatever.
Here's the awesomeness. How would they know who his family is or even how to get in touch with him? Homeboy is not real net savvy, is he?
Apparently not.
I mean... unless you have your information or maybe join the porn site or something.
Well, what happened was
they already have his credit card then.
Well, on that one they didn't, but when they threatened him with this video, he immediately used his credit card to buy several.
Oh my God, he's bought a zillion of them probably.
Yeah. Trying to keep them from publishing this video.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah,
Hustlers Anonymous.
So the cops are, they could track the Skype number, but they couldn't verify it, and they're still investigating.
Awesome.
Awesome. Now, let's see, where are we now?
Where are we traveling to now?
We are traveling to Scotland, and we will need kazoo alert.
Wait, to Bonnie Wee, Scotland?
Yes.
Aye, lass. Oh, hi, Mackay.
One of the heroes of the week. This hero of the week is...
Oh, wait
the,
a minute.
What?
This is a Scottish hero of the week?
Yes. I should have sung along with that.
For you take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland before ye.
I thought it was Ufford.
For me and my true love, we'll never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Anyway, the hero is the Glenfiddich Distillery.
What?
Yes. Janet Sheed Roberts, who was the granddaughter, she's the granddaughter of the founder,
Wait
William
a minute, that
Grant.
Almost sounds like a drug story. What was
no,
her
no,
name?
No, no, no. Janet Sheed Roberts. Sheed is her
Janet
middle.
Shee?
Yeah. At any rate, can I get on with the story?
Does she have a Schwanstucker?
No.
She
Jeez,
Roberts?
Can I get on with the story?
Okay,
shut up.
All right. Yeah.
Yikes. She's the granddaughter of the Glenfiddich founder, William Grant.
I'm sorry, I'm bantering for both I and Mark.
She lived to be 110 years old. She died earlier this year. On her last birthday, the family decided that they were going to put out a scotch that's exactly half of her age, half of what she was, because they had one that's apparently quite the thing. It's quite tasty. But they only had enough for 15 bottles of one cask.
Okay.
So what they've done is they've packaged this, and they are selling it at auction for charity in her name. The last, not the last bottle, but the one, several of them have sold, like three or four. The family kept four. They've sold a couple of them at auction. The one that recently sold the other day went for $94,000.
Is it, did they name the charity?
The charity is not named in the story,
it's
but all of the ones.
It's Alcoholics Anonymous.
No. But all of the money for from all of the remaining bottles will be donated to charity. And several of the bottles will be on the auction block this coming Tuesday in Los Angeles.
Well, by the time it comes up, we will have already bought a couple of them.
Yeah.
With the vast quantities of money we make
with the
on
94,000,
Recovery 101. Yeah. by the way, speaking of things from the UK like that, do you remember Robin Leach?
Yes.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I've always wanted to see Robin Leach doing something about AA. This is Robin Leach for Lifestyles of the Poor and Downtrodden. Today we visit Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, brother. Okay, you know, we all know December 21st is coming, or it has already been by the time this show goes up, I guess. Probably.
Yeah, we're still around. Isn't that awesome?
Wait.
We're still here. Yeah.
This one might go up on the 20th.
Well, we will be here when it's done.
Yes, we will. Either way, we'll be here. At any rate, the Mayan, the calendar that has the end of the world thingy is called the Long Count Calendar. This is actually two stories in one. The Mayans themselves, there are still Mayans in Mexico.
Yeah.
There are about 8,000 of them. They live in the Yucatan Peninsula. They keep to themselves. They're kind of laid back. They're sort of like the Jamaicans of Mexico.
Hey, man.
They
hola, man.
They don't understand what all the fuss is about.
Hola, ¿qué pasa, man?
They said, I'm sure the world, several researchers went down there to talk to them. They said, well, we're sure the world's going to end. We just don't know when.
Now.
Because the long count calendar was used by priests, not by the regular people. And the only reason that particular, to them, they think the only reason that particular long count calendar ended was because they hadn't made another one yet. Because the long count is baktuns every 16,000 years or whatever, and they make a calendar, a priest calendar for that, so that they can make the whole count off the holy days.
Well, if you ever want to see something that will really make you think twice,
what?
Go and look up Mayan calendar on Google.
Yes,
and
not
I will
Mayan
tell
calendars.
You, if you look up images, of the first page of images, there is probably one or two that are actually Mayan calendars, and the rest of them are Aztec
calendars. Yeah, I know.
Anytime I see someone that says, oh, I'm really familiar with this, the way this calendar works, I'm like, A, you have an image of an Aztec calendar. Let me know you're a ditz to start with.
Okay, the second part of this end of the world story is that although, you know, there may be a small chance that something horrible will happen, there is a brewery that is capitalizing on this.
End of the world brew
La
or something?
La Fin du Monde, which means literally it's...
Is yes. it in France?
No, actually, it's a Canadian.
Oh, French Canadian.
Yeah, French Canadian company. And it's a beer, La Fin du Monde. They're putting it out.
If you drink enough of them, your world ends.
Yes. Well, the campaign is: it's not the end of the world; it's the beginning of the party.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I mildly wish I was drinking still. I'd be on that in a second. I'm wondering if. There's going to be people that do really weird shit.
Yeah, really stupid crap.
Like the couple days before when this is supposed to happen. Because there's definitely people that believe this is going to happen.
Right.
I mean, we've seen people that wear Nikes and purple sweats and drink Kool-Aid and do all this stuff. Who are the guys that suddenly say, 2 days before, I'm going to knock off a bank and I'm going to go spend all this money because so what? The world's going to end.
Right.
Idiots.
Okay, we'll do one more. Now, we've had a few other stories about shoplifters at Walmart meeting grisly ends. You really, you know, this is like the third story we've had. Really, 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 people, I'm telling you, I'm deadly serious here. Do not shoplift at Walmart.
Yeah,
you will die.
They'll kill you.
You will die. This one is in Houston, Texas.
Oh, well, probably patrons shot him.
She did get shot.
By patrons?
And killed. No, actually what happened was these two girls went in and they were shoplifting at Walmart. Security confronted the women as they were leaving the store, which is what
they're
supposed
to
do.
Till you leave the store.
Right, which is what they're supposed to do.
I used to do
there
it.
Happened to be a couple of deputies right outside the Walmart. Not there for any purpose. They were, you go to Walmart
to
buy something.
They're waiting for people to come out so they can shoot them.
They were like, Walmart customers.
It's the blue light special. Bang,
the women,
bang.
When they were confronted, started taking off for their car. So obviously the store security's like,
lame.
They're shoplifting. So the deputies take off after them. One of the deputies catches up with the women, grabs the door frame of the car. She starts to drive away with him hanging on the car. And the deputy fired his gun into the car, not on her. It ricocheted and killed the woman. So if you're going if you are going to go to Walmart with the purpose of shoplifting, you might want to think again.
Awesome.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Shout out to the New Way Foundation and Sober College. So, Shelley.
Yes.
We have a topic. You pick which one you want to do.
I don't remember what the choices were. You pick one.
Alcohol marketing.
Oh.
I like the alcohol marketing one.
That was the Bill P. Suggestion.
Our friend, Bill Piper, Recovery 101,
sponsored
in part
by
Bill Piper, sent in a topic about the way they market alcohol. You know, the way they market to, to kids and everything. I mean, if you think about in the past, they've talked about this with cigarettes before, how they use Joe Camel
and
a cartoon
they had to get rid
and make
of
kids want to smoke. But how about marketing of booze? Do you remember any good? Come on, you got to remember some good marketing of booze.
I still know all the words to the Löwenbräu commercial.
Löwenbräu. Tonight's the night. Tonight is kind of special. Well, how does
the beer will pour.
Must
be
something
more
somehow.
So
tonight,
let it be Löwenbräu.
Now, see, that was okay, but when I was a little kid, the one that really stuck in my mind.
The Bull.
Oh, yeah, Schlitz Malt Liquor Bull, kicking the shit out of the China shop. Apparently, PETA got all involved in that, and then they determined that Bull was living like the life of luxury.
Like the Clydesdales?
Yeah.
The Budweiser Clydesdales?
Budweiser Clydesdales. There's another example.
When I was a teenager, though, it was all about the Black Velvet Girl. All the guys thought she was so hot.
She was. The Black Velvet Girl? Are you kidding me?
And you know what? I had we had a driver's ed teacher, and we were talking. We were doing the part of that class in driver's ed where we're talking about drinking and driving, and he brought in a bunch of alcohol ads. And showed us how all the girls are gorgeous and all the guys are perfect and they're all having wonderful fun. And he said, and what you don't see is the car crashed into a tree 3 hours later and the Black Velvet Girl throwing up all over herself and breaking her ankle when she falls out of the car. So what you don't see is the other half of the ad.
No, well, how about the beer ads? Beer ads are the classics. Bud,
Budweiser.
You know, the Budweiser frogs. Mm-hmm. You had, what was the one with the dog? Had the dog with the Spuds McKenzie. Oh,
right. Well, and then
would that make you want to drink Spuds McKenzie?
No,
I don't know. You know what made me want
to
drink?
Go to the animal shelter. And
do you remember the
dog
ones where they? I can't remember which beer commercial it is. They'd have like this like metal suitcase or whatever, and they'd open it up, and in one of them they open it up and it's a pool and it's full of hot babes around it.
Oh yeah, was that the St. Pauli girls?
No. It was like Budweiser, something like that. And you'd open it up, and every time they opened up the suitcase, it was something different. And then there was one where they made sandcastles, and this guy like makes a sandcastle out of like a beer bottle, and suddenly it magically turns into a giant bottle of beer. So in the next thing, you see the guy, and he's making the sandcastle ATM.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Don't remember that one.
So good.
At any rate, so now that we've had our little trip down memory lane and everybody's going, hey, let's go party. You know, we've just sent 45 people back out drinking. What is the point of this?
Well, the point of it is, well, he didn't have it be as a point. He just thought, he was just asking about, you know, talking about the way they market alcohol to people and how it, you know, especially like this time of year. Like whenever you look at the alcohol ads at Christmas time, they're always like, people are at, like, these fabulous parties,
yeah.
You know, hey, it's Mojito, and they're there, and they've got, like, these awesome drinks, and there's awesome people, and we know it's never like that.
No, I never went
it's
to a party
only
like that.
Like that if you, like, live in Beverly Hills or something, because mine was more like Tequila Slammers, where they'd lean you back in a plastic lawn chair like these, and, you know, and they'd shake your head around and pour a shot of tequila and some 7-Up in your mouth, and that was, like, the big drink. Or you'd play a drinking game or something where halfway through the game people are puking down the side.
How is that fun?
Or for me, the commercial would end up with me with a broken car antenna on the side of a dumpster smoking meth.
Yeah, because that's so glamorous.
Well, that's where I end up. That's where I would be. Because I don't care who you are, that's not a party. Me by myself in a motel room looking through the fisheye lens from every angle because I'm pretty freaking sure there's someone out there.
Yeah, but isn't that the point of advertising? I mean, we're talking about marketing booze to teenagers and kids and stuff and, you know, making them think that that's like this really wonderful lifestyle. But isn't that the kind of the point of marketing is to make people think if you buy this product, you will look like this?
Absolutely.
So you can't really blame the marketers because they're just doing what they're supposed to do.
Or they'll take it. Well, you know, you look at car commercials.
Yes.
Now, it's for sure a midlife crisis car, right? It's like a vet or something.
Right.
And the guy they picked to be in the ad is like just this side of the Marlboro Man. He's like the best looking 50-year-old guy you could find. And you look at that, you know, if I bought that car. And he's always picking up some 20-year-old. You know, if I bought that car, I'd look like him and I'd pick up that 20-year-old.
I used to love driving up Sunset because of the gigantic Marlboro Man. Remember that billboard?
Yes.
Well,
I remember
awesome.
The Evangelina billboard.
Yes.
That
She's
was the girl
alive.
With the ginormous boobs.
She's still alive.
And what did she do except be on a billboard?
She got a couple of bit parts and things or whatever. Mostly she marketed herself. I mean, you can go down to Hollywood and buy Angelina souvenirs.
You can't even buy a Recovery 101 souvenir. What the frick is that about?
You can't buy one, but, you know, if you
actually, that's
if you
not,
ask nicely, I might send you a sticker.
That's not true. If you go to the recovery101.net site and you scroll down, you can get a shirt. We used to suffer from insanity, but now we enjoy it. Recovery101.net shirt. You can get a recovery101.net thong from that link.
Okay, that's frightening.
Did you know that?
Really?
Yes. You know what? I saw one. I swear to God this is true. I saw an NA one. And although it was NA because it had the NA symbol on it, but it had an AA saying. But it didn't say keep coming back. It said keep coming. I swear to God. Shelly's looking at me like, what the frick are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just, you know, really not, I don't need my recovery to include thongs. I'm just saying.
Well, how about weed is becoming legal.
Right.
In states. Colorado, a couple other states.
Yes.
I mean, it's completely legal.
I saw the most hilarious cartoon. It had a picture of the elf with a list of instructions for Santa. And it said, no matter how tempting they look.
Don't eat the brownies.
In Colorado and Washington, do not eat any brownies or cookies.
That's awesome. Well, think about it. I'm 100% positive that Marlboro, Philip Morris, all these guys, they're ready. They're ready for weed to be illegal. I'm waiting for the time that they just, because I'm sure their advertising campaigns, all they need to do is replace tobacco with weed. They've got all the rolling procedures. They got everything. You know, of course, they'll be filterless. But, you know, there will be the onslaught eventually of weed commercials coming out.
I don't know. I don't think there will be, because cigarette commercials have been banned on television since the late 70s.
That's because of cancer, though. They haven't shown weed to cause any cancer or anything.
I think that the FDA
Shelley
would probably...
did a boozy news story once about drivers, which actually said that people driving on weed had less accidents than other
people.
That's
because they don't go anywhere.
That's because they're driving 22 miles an hour down the street.
They drive
oh my
like
God,
three
is that
blocks.
A cop behind me?
They spend 3 hours driving three blocks, then they pull over for a nap and some Cheetos. I mean,
well, I think that's why I think what they figured was the reason that, because you have less, your reaction time is screwed with. But generally speaking, they drive 10 to 15 miles an hour slower than everyone else, so your action time could be slower, but you'll still have enough time to stop. That's awesome.
Well, now, when you're talking about commercials that market like booze and stuff, do you think that people that are new in recovery have a tough time watching those commercials because they're still trying to romance it? They still want that life?
Well, see, you would be a better one to answer that than me, because if I was to say that there was going to be commercials for smoking rock or slamming coke, I think those might be a little dangerous for me. Yeah. You know, because I watched, what was the movie about the Sex Pistols guy? Sid and Nancy.
Sid and Nancy.
I'm watching that movie. I am getting the creepies, man. They're showing them slamming. I'm like, oh. Had to look away from the screen. I'm not a big one for watching the movie Scarface either. I can't see a guy put his face in that much cocaine. It's just not good for me. So you tell me. You watch these commercials. What does it do? Does it do anything?
Well, I may not be a good one to ask, because I'm not as... I don't pay as much attention to advertising as some people might. Like, the commercials come on, and that's... From a little kid, I was always trained that when the commercial comes on...
That's when you go to the bathroom.
You go to the bathroom, and you go and get popcorn or cookies or whatever while you're waiting for the show.
Well,
to
now
come
people
back.
At TiVo and stuff can skip through them.
Right. I never really paid attention to commercials. When I got older and I did start paying attention to them, the ones that stuck in my head were usually beer ads and stuff like that. Not because of the beer, but because of the jingles or the funny things or what... I'm telling you, alcohol marketers are geniuses with commercials, because they're awesome commercials. They are.
When I was at Art Center College of Design and I was taking classes in Photoshop, we did a whole section on subliminal advertising, and most of them were alcohol ads. You would be amazed at the crap that's written in the ice. They'll always show this thing of ice, and there'll be words that once you know how to look for them, you can find them easy. It'll say like sex or sexy or, you know, sensual. And so when people are looking at these ads, they're like, oh, yeah. If I buy that booze, I'm getting me some.
There was actually, I saw an article on an ad that was banned because it had a subliminal thing in it. The ice cubes had skulls in them that you wouldn't automatically see if you were just looking at the ad. They were kind of distorted a little, but it was...
Just to make you think you're going to die when you drink it?
Yes, because the ad was for some crap-mo scotch or something like that.
Absinthe.
And it was... It was marketed toward alcoholics, because they claimed that alcoholics were subconsciously suicidal or had a death wish, and that's why they drank the way they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, with cocaine, I was one of those guys. I'd do it, and I would want to, like, it's like jumping up on one of those concrete parking things. You jump up on the edge of it. And you start to fall forward, and you swing your arms, and you don't quite go over, and you don't quite go backwards. That's the way I wanted to be. It's like, this side is not a rush. That side is overdose. I wanted to jump right up on the edge and be, oh, and then not quite die, because that's the way to do it right.
Yeah, but it never quite worked, did it? Because I tried to do that with booze. Well, if I just have this much, then I wanted to get to that sweet spot and stay there. And I could never quite stay there.
The sweet spot with cocaine is the first one because you never get that again.
I don't know where the sweet spot is with booze because I never managed to stay there.
Well, and when I would try and do that balancing act, many times I jump completely over to the other side, and that's not good either.
Yeah. If with me it was, I feel great. 5 minutes later, my head's in the toilet. Not so great.
So what's your all-time favorite booze ad?
Probably the Rainier beer.
You know what? I was going to say that as well.
I just love saying that.
And I don't know.
I've never even had Rainier.
Rainier
beer.
Ale was, and Rainier Beer is a company out of Washington. And they used to do an ad with the guy, and he's sitting on the side of the road on a motorcycle, and he's like, run. Then he takes off riding, and it's like, run, Rainier Beer. Yeah. I used to drink that after doing mushrooms.
I don't know. So what's the upshot of all this?
Well, I was going to ask.
How can we possibly make this recovery related?
Write your congressman. Tell him to make the ads not so attractive.
See
where that'll get you. Your congressman will be drunk when he's reading it.
No, we need realistic beer ads. Like, okay, here's the frat house beer ad. It starts out, the beginning of the ad starts out with all these hot chicks at this frat party and all the guys have the beer. Then you cut to after the party, 47 guys passed out in the lawn in a pool of their own sick.
No, you got to be careful with that because what you'll end up with is 23 sorority sisters naked in frat guys' rooms after getting banged because that's the way the reality is. We used to make Sigma Chi Green Goddamn It Punch, which is a gallon of Everclear, a gallon of 100-proof vodka, and 1/2 gallon of lime sherbet, and we wouldn't drink it. But we'd serve it to them because it tastes like lime sherbet. And we'd serve it in a 16-ounce cup. You could drink one. You could drink them pretty fast because they taste good. You know, we put the dry ice and it would smoke over the side. You could drink an entire one pretty quickly. You're already done. It's too much. One is too many. That's an example of one is too many and a thousand's
not
enough.
And I'm so glad that you've just given all of our newcomer listeners the recipe for it.
Well, New Year's party. I'll save a seat for you guys. No, but the thing is, if you have one is too many. The problem is you can get about halfway through your second one before you start to feel the first one. We had more guys get laid on those nights. I'm telling you. So, Shelley,
what
would your final words on advertising of alcohol be?
Don't listen to this show. It's a little bit late for that. I don't know. I mean, you know what? It's a product. This is America. You can sell your product. I think that what is it that Mark always says? If you want to stay sober, there's nothing that's going to get you loaded. And if you want to get loaded, there's nothing that's going to keep you sober.
Right.
So it's your responsibility. When you're watching one of those ads and you're thinking, oh, that looks like so much fun, and you know, you're starting to think about drinking, play the tape through to the end. What happens
she
at the end?
Two of my last words already. Okay, go ahead.
What happens at the end of the party? You start out at the party, you're wearing your happy boots and your mini skirt, and you look great. And the end of the party, well, in my case, you're covered in a tray of grape juice and Everclear, throwing up every 10 feet as you walk home. Really not a great party.
Well, you were walking home, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm lucky I made it home.
You didn't end up on a fraternity guy's floor naked.
No, I'm lucky I made it
home. That's because you didn't go to my school.
I don't know. Just think it through because, you know what? Doesn't matter what's in the advertisement. Those are not. They're real people because they're people, but that's not reality. And just, you know, it's your responsibility to differentiate between reality, their reality, and your reality.
I did a Recovery 101 ad once, and it's this really mystical looking thing. Like, it looks like it's maybe out on some desert plain, and there's lightning going in the background, and there is a marble fireplace mantle, and there's this woman in this just fabulous flowing gown, and she's got one of those long cigarette holders, and she's got on a leash, she's got like this tiger, and she's coming in. It's this booze ad, and I'm like, Recovery 101.
I remember that one.
for when drinking isn't nearly this glamorous. And my final words were going to be two of the ones you said, which was one is think it through, because it never ends up the way you think it's going to end up. And now I've forgotten what the other one was. Oh, if you want to get loaded, there's nothing that can stop you. And if you want to stay sober, there's nothing that can get you loaded. Shelley.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. And if you are on Facebook, go to the number 12 and Step Gazette, click on the group, and ask to join so that you can join us in our little discussion. Well, actually, there's only a discussion like once a week. Usually it's Jim posting a bunch of jokes, which are actually really good most of the time, so I highly recommend
it. Where has discussions all the time?
Oh, the Recovery 101 group on Facebook.
And yeah, let's promote our group.
Now, I have... Nina de la Tierra.
Holy crap.
I knew
it's one of those children of the earth. Are you going to smash that? That is going to leak goop everywhere. Oh, Shelly. Oh, you need to hit it harder than that. Shelly, you are just, you're torturing him. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll remove him later.
If you guys have never seen one of these, it's one of those giant potato bug things.
They look sort of like
good
land
Lord.
Lobsters.
That was like out of a 50s. That was like out of a 50s horror movie. I haven't seen one of those in like 10 years.
No, you know what? I knew they were coming sooner or later because I saw a couple of, after the big rain, I saw a couple of the, they come up out of the earth and they dig their way out and they make these mounds of
dirt.
That's
disgusting.
At any rate, where was I? Oh, the Recovery 101 group. Now, I figured out how to delete the old page, so now if you type in Recovery 101, there's only one group that shows up. Click on it, ask to join, and myself, or Fran, or Bill, or Robert, or Bruce,
I am an admin, right?
Yes.
Okay.
One of us will let you into the group.
Great. Now, if you listen to the show, no matter how you listen to the show, if you listen to it on iTunes or you click it on Facebook, it would be helpful if you go to recovery101.net. And go to listen to a show there. There'll be a zillion shows. There's 20 per page, and there's like 24 pages. So there's a lot of shows up. If you click permalink next to the topic you want to hear, it's going to open up a new page. You can push the like button. If you're not a member of Podomatic, it'll ask you to join. It's for free and for fun. It doesn't cost you a dime. You can follow us. That'll send an email to your email to let you know there's a new show. You can like it. You can... comment on it, and you can add it to your fabulous Rock and Recovery 101 playlist, because nothing rocks the house on New Year's Eve like a bunch of Recovery 101 shows in a row. But Jimmy's like, I'm picking up that drink. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. In youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Oh, don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Wow, we sure don't. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Booby Trap.
Booby Trap. Everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
And take care of you.
We're out.
I know. In my head, I heard we're out, so I waited, but then it never came, so.
We're out.